KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. How are you guys out there today in the North State, filled with those non-existent geoengineering clouds? You know, just go outside and look around out there today and just tell me if that looks normal to you. Maybe you ought to call in our local weather reporters at the TV stations and say, hey, is that normal to you? Are those contrails out there?
Those are normal. They're running all the way from Southern California to Northern. I mean, that's normal.
Yeah, I always see clouds that are in rows in a straight line that go on forever and never disappear. That's just normal. Normal clouds. Really? I mean, come on. Go outside and look. Just do me a favor. Go outside and look. Anyway, today is December 14th, 2013. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal and skier on her way to South Dakota next week.
On my way.
Good morning. That's not right. We need to go with
you. I know. Do you think it'd fit in her overnight bag?
Yeah.
She moves it.
As long as you don't go through the airport, you'll be doing good.
Move that with a forklift or something. So anyway, we are streaming worldwide, and you're listening to KCNR1460.com, or you can call in anytime during the show if you want to speak or have a question at 530-605-4567. You're listening to No Fear Radio, and we are streaming worldwide. So let's see, where should we get started? I kind of got started with the geoengineering. I'll do the first quote here. The best place to find a helping hand is at the end of your own arm.
Okay.
Do you have any veterans events?
We do, of course. Today is Wreaths Across America. That's out at the Igo Cemetery at noon today. We will be laying the wreaths at the gravesite. And then next Saturday, the 21st, we have the Servicemen's Feast, and we'll be talking about that more later because we have a guest coming on and speaking about that.
Okay, very good. You know, there's so much in the news to just go over. It's ridiculous, and it's the never-ending story. And, you know, I guess we could start here with a couple of the articles that I went over this morning. This comes from the Capital City. Lawmakers who oversee government surveillance programs receive millions from intelligence companies in the form of campaign donations. Who would have guessed?
Never. In a million years.
Yeah, the next one on the list is, the House overwhelmingly passed a new budget with increased spending across the board. Yeah, how did your congressman vote out there? We were supposed to have a conservative congressman here in the area, and yeah, I think he voted for it, and wow, unbelievable that these guys just keep raising the bar. I mean, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, the top Republican in the Senate Budget Committee, said that much of the spending increase in this deal has been justified by increasing fees and new revenues. In other words, it's a fee increase to fuel a spending increase rather than fueling or rather than reducing deficits. So it's the same old thing. They can't reduce the deficit because if they do, the economy is going to crash because as soon as you stop spending that money and borrowing it, you know, the national debt from our treasuries, guess what's going to happen? You know, you start paying off the debt, it starts collapsing. You know, but at some point this thing's going to collapse anyway because, you know, what happens when you owe $200 trillion. What's the interest on the debt?
Yeah.
And the bankers aren't going to let that go. And, of course, the Republican hierarchy attacks the Tea Party. It's our fault. Yeah.
It always is when it comes to anything anymore.
Yeah,
it's got to be our fault.
It's our fault because we're unreasonable, because we want to reduce spending and deficit levels and quit funding everything and no more free cheese. And
right.
Yeah. I mean, and so we're just haters, you know. I mean,
yeah, we want to, you know, reduce the government down.
We want a smaller government,
yeah,
so that our lives are not completely controlled from the day, the second we get up to the second we go to sleep by some government agency that's either skinning you for some money, taking something from you, forcing you to do something, you know, buy health insurance, whatever it is. Anyway, yeah. So that's our deal. You know, we got the, you know, this, I'm looking at this thing as bipartisan usually means that you're getting,
be careful there now.
Yeah,
watch it.
By both parties. So whatever the breaks might to, you know, whatever breaks there might have been are gone now. The sequester gone. One is reminded of the famous line by Harry Hopkins, secret communist agent serving as FDR's aide during the New Deal. Tax, 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 spend, spend, spend.
Well, that's pretty much where we're at.
Yeah. And I thought the Republicans were the party of less taxes and less spending. No. So what else we got here?
Well, there's not much difference between either side right now.
Sure doesn't seem like it.
No.
And the guys that are either trying to change the thing and not vote for that. And I would just suggest you all go out there and look at opensecrets.gov or OpenGov or congressional spending. Google that and see how your congressman voted. Anyway, what else do we have here on the table? Let's see. Canadian. This comes from, this was posted by Washington's blog. Canada busted covering up spikes in Fukushima radiation. So evidently there's some falsely stated there, you know, they falsely stated that there were no unusual radiation levels. And with an update, the Canadian government is also underreporting the amount of radioactive xenon by 6,000%. Yeah.
Once again, the numbers are lying across the board.
Yeah, and it's probably Bush's fault.
Or the Tea Party.
It probably really is Bush's fault. Anyway. Yeah, or the Tea Party. Let's see. Else we got here. What else we got? We got Tech Dirt. This comes from techdirt.com. USTR says that the Trans-Pacific Partnership must be kept secret because the public is too stupid to understand it. This is from Democracy in Action. This is from the Democracy in Action Department. While the TPP negotiators had hoped to finish off negotiations in Singapore over the last few days, it appears that that did not happen, though they claim to have made substantial progress and will meet again next month. From the reports of people there, the negotiators made sure the public interest groups were excluded from even the press briefing about the negotiations, which should tell you all you need to know about what the negotiators think of the public. But in case you weren't sure, the USTR, Michael Froman, has explained that why the TPP negotiation positions must be kept secret. Apparently, all of us in the public are just too stupid to understand the important work that he's doing. Hmm. Yeah, that ought to tell you why the Trans-Pacific Partnership is just, you know, oh, man, it's got to be a good deal. Do we have
I believe we have our guest on the line. Before I get him on here, I want to say this is a wonderful gentleman. He has served our country. He was in Vietnam. He served in the Army. And he started a great organization, I believe, in 2006. Started out on the West Coast. And it has grown to not just across the states, but international. Please welcome Fred Salante. Are you there, Fred?
Hello.
Morning,
Fred.
Everybody.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
You know, I'm doing great. I'm sitting up here in Mount Shasta, about 28 degrees cold, but beautiful weather.
Oh, nice.
I think we're going to have to go to a break, and then when we come back, I want you to tell us a little bit about Missing in America Project and why you started it.
Okay.
Okay. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
State-run healthcare,
massive unemployment,
wide open borders,
terrorist appeasement,
rising inflation,
new federal gun bans,
big corporate bailouts,
socialist change.
more failing schools,
high tax rates,
former Clinton hacks,
and the leftist judiciary.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ray John, board member of Youth for Christ Shasta. We're the organization standing in the gap for the youth of our area with successful programs and services that address the most difficult challenges they face. This Christmas, give a gift that can change the life of one young adult, maybe lost or on the wrong track, leading only to despair. But your generosity can change that course. Give us a call to find out more at 224-7200. A changed life, that's what Christmas is all about. Thank you.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Treat me right. Y'all can take the change and stick it out of sight. Don't tread on me. Don't you tread on me. Hey, are you ready for some good news? We're gonna take back our country. Well, it used to be easy to get a place, build a house. Now the EPA said no, that's the home of the blue mouse. Don't tread on me.
Yeah,
Bo Sivas,
Hank Jr. there. Don't tread on me. I picked that up this morning. I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. So we're on here with Frank Salati.
Fred.
I'm sorry. I knew that.
Fred, come on, Salati. Get with it.
I know. I'm fighting off a headache here for some reason. But
I can understand it. Are you there, Fred?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. You're coming in good. I wanted to, before we went to the break, I kind of want you to let people know what Missing in America Project is. I know it, you're out in the community a lot. You guys go, you know, clear across the states and everything. But you guys do a lot of different stuff. So if you could kind of go over that for the listeners, that would be great.
Okay, which do you want first? What we do for MIAP or the other things?
Let's do MIAP.
Okay. I think most of the listeners hopefully have heard me on other times that I've been on, but I started when I was living in Oregon and going to Eagle Point Cemetery, and we found out that there was lots of veterans being buried with no family, no money, and nobody to come and see them on their way. So I started rounding up writers to do that, and then we found that we had 3,500 unclaimed people in the Oregon State Hospital, and then we started looking at funeral homes, and we found that in Idaho they had found 21 veterans and a spouse that were left in a U-Haul storage shed, and they were having a service for them, and I called Nevada, and they had just buried 34 veterans that were found in a funeral home that sold out. So what it showed me was is that we had a problem that wasn't just the select and small, that we have lots of people, and we particularly go and look for veterans, but by no means is that extent of the problem. If people knew that probably my estimates now that we're going to find over 2.5 million people sitting on shelves, out of that we're going to take 10 to 30% that will be identified as a veteran or a spouse. And we'd originally started out thinking we maybe might find 5,000 or 10,000 veterans across the nation. But as it is now, I bet we find much more, like 250,000, even if we do 10%. So that's how we started. And then we've spread nationwide. Friday, we just had a service in South Carolina for 10 veterans. We've buried, identified about 1,900 veterans. We have 16,000 names that we're researching right now. Wow. We only visited about 1,300 funeral homes out of 26,000 in the nation. We are not just a national company. We this year qualified for the combined federal campaign as an international company in our own right. We have buried about 3 Canadians, one here in Weaverville, a couple in Missouri. We have 4 Canadian citizens that were veterans and served in World War II and stuff with us in New York, waiting to be taken and returned to Canada. We have a British soldier. So when we submitted our paperwork, we were recognized on an equal level like Red Cross, United Way, and even though we're itty-bitty little tiny ready company, we're recognized as an international corporation.
Boy, you've gone a long ways in just a short years, because you started it in 2006, wasn't it?
Well, I started going to the cemetery in 2006, and then I incorporated as a nonprofit corporation in February of 2007. So, yes, we're about 6 years into this, and we're still relatively small. We operate only on donations from individual people. We have no big corporate sponsors, and the combined federal campaign is our first shot at trying to look at some government money. By that meaning that every employee, postal, military, can tick a box to give $1 a paycheck to us.
Oh, nice, nice. How many volunteers in Missing in America Project approximately do you have across the nation?
Well, I have about 2,200 supporters and volunteers that have signed up that I send emails and messages to across the United States.
Wow. And, you know, I know a lot of people in the area know somewhat of Missing in America Project, but I don't think a lot of people realize all the different things that you guys do, that you're involved in, not only in the community here, but again, across the nation. But I know right here locally, you guys support and do a lot of different things, not just pertaining to veterans. And I would like to talk about that a little bit. I know I've been involved in a couple of those different things. So if you could kind of hit on that, that would be great.
Well, before I get to non-veterans activities, I'd like to take this time that yesterday, MIAP, my escort riders, we accompanied all of the wreaths for Wreaths Across America to the Sacramento Valley Cemetery in Dixon yesterday. And so we escorted the truck from Red Bluff all the way down the freeway and back. There's going to be a good ceremony out at the Northern mm-hmm. Veterans California Cemetery that you probably already talked about, Linda, today at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, I did.
Idaho. And so I think that still is basically, and I've been involved with that program when it first started in 2006, the winter at Eagle Point, when it opened up to go outside of Arlington. And so I'm very close with that program, and everybody should go out and support it. It basically is to remember, honor, and teach our youth about our veterans. So it has a double-edged message, as well as placing all of those beautiful urns against the headstone.
Yeah, if it's something you haven't done, it is something that everybody should take part in at one time in their life. I know the first time I went out there, it was very touching. to place the wreaths on the grave sites out there and show our respect and honor for those men and women out there.
I think particularly if you have a friend or you know somebody, I know that I'm not too excited that I'll be missing the ceremony there today, because I have a friend that passed, and every year we've taken a wreath and deliberately took it and went to his headstone specifically. I know that it'll happen because somebody that's out there will place a wreath at every headstone, but I personally am sad that I won't be doing that myself this year.
Yeah. We make sure that we hit all of them. Like I say, this is about, I think, my third year out there. And like I say, it's very touching. It's something that, like you touched on earlier, that the children should be involved in and see and get involved out there. Because a lot of the youth don't understand or have not been part of that in the past. And we need to bring them more into the fold on that.
Well, I think there's immense satisfaction. A lot of people ask why. Why did I look at MIAP? Why do we go and look for people that are unclaimed and take the time and the research to identify them? Because they have no family, and they have nobody to remember them. And they're languishing on shelves in back rooms and storage places. And to me, that's not the place where any veteran or a wife of a veteran or a child of a dependent of a veteran should be sitting.
Totally agree with that.
In a dusty backroom shelf. They need to be out in the open with their peers and be honored and celebrated for their service.
Yeah, you've actually identified some Civil War veterans, haven't you?
We've actually buried 13 Civil War veterans, and in one case, a husband and wife that had been on the shelves for over 100 years.
Wow.
You just can't put a time limit on when it happens. It's harder to identify the older ones, obviously, and it's easier to identify everybody that has a Social Security number. I think that people don't realize, but if you look at the number of veterans in our country's history, we have 50 million veterans. 26 million of those are on some kind of a computer database since Social Security and recent. But 26 million of the original ones of these older veterans that we look for, we have to physically do a lot of research with state, with genealogy. We have to make Jefferson Barracks go downstairs and pull a record out of a file that may take them weeks or months to find. There's a lot of work that goes into being able to identify these people, and that's why whenever we culminate in a memorial service for them, there's so much emotion, just like with the wreaths.
Right.
You can't have 30, 40 grizzled motorcycle riders and people that are out there honoring, and they're all in tears because there's no family for 30 veterans that were laying to rest.
Okay. Well, I'm just so touched with it. It, like I said, I've been out there with the wreaths before, And I'm going today, and it's very touching. And to watch the cemetery transform is also another beautiful thing. You know, when all the wreaths get placed at the headstones, it's very touching.
Before we get away too far, let's don't forget that one of the other things we do coming up on Saturday the 21st, Missing in America and Walmart Heart. And we partner with Walmart Heart, which is truck drivers that honor kids that are terminally and seriously ill. And so we give them a day, and we have a camp for them every week out of the need environmental mm-hmm. camp that we bring them out and get them away from the stress from life and medical things. And they come out and enjoy, and people bring, we had the ox out there from the restaurant in Palo Cedro last year. We have helicopters, demonstrations. We have people just come out of the woodwork to keep these kids entertained, to have a week away from telephones, TVs, and doctors. The other thing we do is for this Saturday on the 21st, we're going to have the Servicemen's Feast. We started this originally because we had deployed National Guard and veterans, but we've always honored all of our first responders, and this year, we've sent personal letters to all of the police chiefs and fire chiefs in the area that we would like them to come, and every veteran is welcome to come at the Veterans Memorial Hall starting at 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock on Saturday the 21st. We'll be feeding a dinner for those people to come and take a break in between their shopping, or just to come take a break and have a nice dinner with us and then move on and continue on their way.
Speaking of breaks, I think we're going to have to go to one here. And I guess we're at that time, but I got the music queued up. And this is for our friend down at the White House, Mr. Obama.
Mr. Scam Man, where is your dream? I thought my life would be all peaches and cream. Now I don't have a job and I'm out of money. And moving forward, things don't look too sunny. Scam Man, I'm so alone. Don't have a mortgage to call my own. So much for the roses and the clover. I'm using food stamps to feed a rover. Mr. Scam Man, we need a cure and not a worldwide apology tour. You're tearing down our country's good reputation by trying to make us an Obama nation. Scam Man, hey, don't touch a thing. Take more vacation time and work on your swing. We need a president a little wiser than a community organizer.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
I want an official Red Rider Carbon Action 2-inch rainbow arrow.
Shoot your eye out.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Story.
Randy lay there like a slug.
One boy's quest for his ultimate Christmas present.
I triple dog Darius.
November 16th through December 14th.
If we don't hurry, we're going to miss all the good trees.
For tickets, visit the Cascade Theater or cascadetheater.org. A Christmas Story, November 16th through December 14th.
You were either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the Veterans Cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our Salute to the Veterans Cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our Salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermudan Registry.
Money.
Sorry.
On a roll today.
I couldn't help myself. You know, you get up at 4 in the morning on Saturdays, and I start going through the archives, and all of a sudden these songs started popping up, and I just, I apologize if I've offended anybody, but I don't really care.
Okay, and with that, before we went to the break, Fred, you were talking about Camp for Life, and you hit on that just a little bit, and I want to you to talk a little bit more about that, what Missing in America Project does with the Walmart Heart does out there at the camp. I know that we come out and help, and it's usually like a week long, 10 days.
Yeah, we tried it for 10 days, but it was a bit too long, so we're going back to the one full week, and we rent the need camp, and we bring in all kinds of things to do. And basically, I think when you listen to the story, we bring in children that come from Apple Valley, Hermiston, everywhere that Walmart identifies that they have children and families that really... I don't think most of us, unless you've been in the situation, realize how much it tasks a family's time, money, to have children that are very seriously ill. And it started by the bunch of truck drivers that wanted to help these families to get through these hard times. And we then expanded it so that they could, I guess the really heartbreaking part of it is I did a couple of these events with Walmart Heart where we did, you made like a queen for a day or king for a day, and we'd go to a Walmart where the child lived and the family, and we'd put a big production and they'd give presents and we'd have singers sing song and we'd do these things. And then all of a sudden we had a couple of these children have operations and have problems within a few months after us doing that, and they passed. And I think that made us very sad that we came into their lives for a day and we made them have a beautiful experience. And I think probably the most moving experience was Dylan Frick and Ryrika, and he was been at Stanford. He was very sick and ill, and he wanted to come home. We had a big picnic. We had a day. Everybody showed up. We did a big escort. We had a barbecue. The submariners from Cuttlefish Base came up and gave him pictures and hats of honorary, making him an honorary submariner. We did lots of things like that. And at the end of the day, he took to his parents and he says, "This is the most wonderful day that I've had," and went into a coma and never recovered.
Wow, yeah.
So if you talk about heartstrings, I guess I have a tendency to deal with things that pull on heartstrings.
You do. but we've helped out there at the Camp for Life, and I'll tell you, folks, it was very rewarding. Those people are some of the nicest, respectful people, the families, and just to be able to help them. Like you say, we do different activities. We usually feed them, and they are such wonderful people out there that it's amazing. I think that's something else that people need to go out and see. We've really enjoyed working with Walmart Heart. They're a great group of people too, along with Missing in America Project. So, yeah. With this servicemen's feast that we have coming on the 21st, this is just not for the veterans and the police and firemen. It's for their families also, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. All of the families. We never exclude that. And we've emphasized the last few years really heavy with the National Guard that had deployed families, and we're lucky that's not a serious situation this year. That's why we're making sure we push more to get all of the first responders' families and to take a break and just come settle and have a dinner with us. And actually meet us, and we'll have some of the kids, Walmart Heart kids, will be there. We're actually having a table and honoring all of the veterans that are at the veterans' home. They will be there at the dinner with us. And so it's a good time for a lot of people just to come and meet some other people that care about the community and are doing things for us here locally.
Yeah. I know we'll be out there. I think we got, what, 80 turkeys that we're cooking and some hams, and we're having the full dinner out there, so it'd be great for people to come out. Like you say, kick back, get all the food they want to eat, and the kids even will get be able to get their pictures with Santa Claus. I believe Santa will be there.
Yeah, and you know, we serve 800 to 1,100 meals the past 3 years we've done this on that night.
Nice. That's a lot of people in the community. So if people can get go ahead.
I was just going to say, Linda, as you know, you're going to come down and pick up turkeys Thursday. People say, how do you cook 80 turkeys to have those meals? We have people like you and other people that come down and they pick up turkeys 3 days in advance and cook them and bring them in the day all cooked. So we have everything ready to go and all cooked and done nice. And it's the whole community that's participating in this. It may say Walmart Heart and MIAP, but there's hundreds of people that come and decorate, cook. You're going to be cooking, so.
Yeah, we're in the kitchen all day.
Yeah, the Lindas.
And Treva and Joetta, yeah. We really enjoy it, but you're right, Fred. It's a community effort, like with the turkeys. I know, ourselves in our group, I believe we're taking 20 and it being distributed in the community so that everybody takes part in the cooking of the turkeys.
So who does that? We know you got the Lindas, the Lindas. They're like the Loompa Loompas. And then you got,
we got Treva May and Joetta. We're always in the kitchen. And then we have, our mom.
Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley's in there. And we have Gwen.
Gwen. Who else? Who else
is in there? Jocene.
Jocene.
Ellen.
Ellen.
Nancy. Yeah, there's about 14 or 15 of us all together. Sally.
Sally. It's almost like the seven dwarfs, only different, huh? No, there's more.
Yeah, there's about 14 of us usually. And we take different shifts and do different things. You know, we're good in the kitchen. Some of them are good at doing the decorations. We also have teamed up with, Beta Sorority that comes in and helps decorate.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you got as many names out there as you could, because all you ladies deserve a big, huge, hand, stand up, flyover, whatever you do, because you guys are, I mean, I don't even see you guys anymore because they're working so much for all these veterans, events.
It's the community event. I mean, just, like we went down and helped with Missing in America Project when they did the toy run. I'll tell you what, I've seen a lot of motorcycles in my life, but there was a lot of people in the community that stepped up and did that ride. Fred, do you know how many bikes we had on that?
It usually rolls. I stopped counting at about 350. We've had up to 600 at some times.
Yeah, it was just amazing. That's another service that the Missing in America Project does, is they did a toy run. I know there was a big U-Haul truck down there, and people were bringing toys for the local kids. I mean, we saw people with trucks that had three or four brand-new bicycles that were in them that were being delivered to go to the children of the community. It was just really awesome, and that's another thing. Like I was saying before, Missing in America Project does so many different things with other groups in the community to help out, whether it's the children, the servicemen, the veterans, the first responders. I mean, it's all really good stuff, and we can always use more help, too, with that, you know?
Yeah, so we need people getting out there involved in the community is the way to make all these things work, whether it's on the political, local level, getting involved with the state of Jefferson issues,
your
Board of Supervisors, veterans. The people are starting to step up to the plate. The young people, I think, are starting to get involved. And with that, we need to go to a break. And these songs today are not targeted to anybody except maybe somebody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
When I get older, I need my health care many years from now. I know I won't be covered by Obamacare. Get a hip replacement pacemaker. If I protest it at a town hall, he'll just lock the door. Obama don't need me. Obama won't feed me when I'm 64.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Grandma got run over by her health care, walking home from bingo with Father Steve. They say there's no such thing as free health care, and with all these new taxes, I believe she'd been drinking too much, and sure, and we begged her not to go. HHS could offer medication. She said, I'll be okay, and stumbled out into the snow. When they found her Tuesday morning, she was in the alley, laid out flat. There were footprints on her forehead, and a bunch of blue dog paw marks on her back. Grandma got run over by her health care, walking home from bingo with Father Steve.
Yeah, I had a bunch of blue dog footprints on her back. Gosh darn, sounds like the deficit, doesn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, speaking on that, I just had to add a little comment here that Marco Rubio says that he opposed this because he doesn't want the government to shut down, but because of this deal, now he's pretty sure that the government is going to have a debt crisis, which we've been saying all along. I don't think we have any time anymore to come up with a deal that addresses the fiscal problem. So in other words, in response to, you know, what they did and voting for this, bill, he's saying that now we're going to have a final catastrophic fiscal crisis. Okay,
we're back. And before we get any farther, I want to also mention Lori out there is one of the ladies that helps us out. She does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. And I believe we have a caller. Charles, are you there?
Yes.
You have a comment or question for our Mr. Salante?
Actually, it's more of an announcement of what's happening Tuesday morning. I hate to have to break, you know, create disharmony by changing the subject.
That's all right, Charles.
Unfortunately, something's happening at the Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I heard some rustling back there. It sounded like maybe the connection was going bad.
No, we're good. Go ahead.
Yes, they're going to bring up the matter of coordination.
Hmm.
And that's at the Board of Supervisors on Tuesday morning?
Yes,
maybe you could.
They're going to bring up the matter of coordination. Going to invoke. Well, You never know what the vote count's going to be, but they're going to consider possibly invoking coordination over the matter of the of CARB's infernal diesel mandate.
Well, when you say coordination, most of the viewers might not understand what that is, but that what that basically is a statute, federal statute that says that the federal government or the state government, before they can just ramrod things locally, they have to take into consideration the needs of the local people. By law, they have to coordinate Oh boy, we got all kinds of stuff going on. By law, they have to coordinate some kind of a mutually benefit.
Yeah, they have to meet and confer.
Right.
Right.
So, anyway.
And so that's Tuesday morning, what, at 9 a.m.?
Yes, it's agenda item R5.
Okay.
Very good. Well, thanks
and
for.
And there's something posted on the local issues task force page that gives more detail as to what's going to be discussed.
Well, this is a great example of people getting involved locally here and starting to understand what's going on down there at the at City Hall and the Board of Supervisors. So, you know, again, what time is that again? And that's at the City Hall?
No, it's at the Board of Supervisor Chambers on Court Street.
1405 Court
Street. Tuesday morning at 9.
All right. Well, everybody get out there. Be there. Be square. Show up and be there. Anyway, thanks a lot for...
To quote a Russian military anthem from World War II, Davai strana ogromnaya.
And what that, what does that mean, Charles?
Wake up, great country.
Okay, Charles. Thanks a lot for calling in and letting us know that.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day. Okay, Fred, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, sorry about that. Had to get a little update about the Board of Supervisors. We're counting down here in the hour. Is there anything else that you want to cover or get out there to the listeners and maybe how they can get in contact with you or become a volunteer with your organization? Can you give us that information?
I've got a couple things I can say about that, but first, when we, I did forget one thing. Tomorrow, if you're going to be around Kmart at 12:30, you're going to see MIAP take Santa Claus and all the elves with all those toys you were talking about. We're going to take them out and deliver them to the children.
Nice.
Tomorrow at 12:30, we leave from Kmart at 12:30 and then go down Churn Creek and take it out to the to all the children and stuff. So we're doing that. If anybody wants to contact MIAP, first of all, if you go to our website, and it's a brand new website that has my whole organization is wide open. I've got every law, rule, everything that's been passed nationally, locally, and it's a beautiful website. Every activity we have is listed on there. And that's at www.miap.us. If you go there, you can sign on as a supporter and a volunteer. You can leave a donation if you like, but more importantly, go look and read about who and what we're doing. And, I'm very transparent, including links to my financials. So we try to make, MIAP, very open and very available for anybody and everybody. And if you want to call the local phone number, it's 530-226-9900 is the office phone, Linda.
Yeah, and just so the people know out there, you don't always answer the phone. Sometimes you have to leave a message because you guys are on missions constantly. So, but I will tell the listeners out there, you are very good at giving calls back and staying in touch with people. And as a volunteer, it doesn't cost anything, or you're not obligated to do anything when you volunteer for Missing in America Project, are you?
No, absolutely. The only thing you know what? Missing in America is about one thing, heart. Everything we do is from our heart.
Yes, it is.
And if you've got heart, then you belong, then you need to be a volunteer with us.
That's great. Yeah. I know that we really enjoy working with you guys and Walmart Heart and all the other ones. And again, I want to put out there, don't forget the Servicemen's Feast is next Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. down at the Veterans Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. Is there anything else in the last few minutes, Fred?
No, I'm absolutely talked out. I was thinking maybe you were going to have a zillion questions, and it looks like we made it through without too many.
Yeah, you did a good job to get the information out there. Mostly I just wanted you to come on and let people know that, you know, there's other things that Missing in America Project does. And you guys are just all over in the community and across this nation doing all different kinds of support. And I wanted to say thank you for everything you guys do.
You're welcome, Linda, and thanks you for having me on the show.
You bet, and I will see you later tonight.
Okay.
All right, you have a great day. And
Merry
with that,
Christmas,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Fred. Well, let's see. What else have we got? We've got on We the People tomorrow. I think they're having somebody.
Mike Baird, I believe, on the state of Jefferson.
Mark Baird?
I believe so.
Mark Baird, yeah, with the state of Jefferson. That should be on tomorrow. I'm getting conflicting things on that. But I guess that's state of Jefferson tomorrow morning at 8.
I do believe.
8 to 10 o'clock. We've got tea party. There's a potluck, I believe, Monday night, 6 p.m. at Bonnie View.
And we might have a special
Destiny Fellowship on Is it East Bonnie View?
It's South Bonnie View.
South Bonnie View. Never mind. Okay.
Okay, you're really out of sync today. Yeah, we're having a potluck. We might have a special guest if you want to attend. Just bring some kind of dish. We always have lots of food. It's great times down there when we have potlucks.
Very good. I don't know. I didn't have time. There was something here from Trinity County that I wanted to go over about what's going on there. They're doing a bunch of recalls, over there on people in Trinity County. Maybe we can dwell into that a little more next week. We got a few minutes here. Some of the headlines that I seen, here on, my news feed, that were interesting. Let's see. Yes. New York City lawmakers approve mandatory flu shots for kids under 5. Connecticut and New Jersey have similar laws. This is from Unfiltered News. People are aware that there's risk reward ratio with flu shots. It's not too good. Flu shots, most flu is not averted. Mercury adds to vaccines that cause serious harm, such as autism. So why do politicians do this? Probably because they don't know the truth, and definitely because the pharmaceutical industries lobby heavily. And it's kind of like everything.
Yes.
You know, it's the same old thing. I mean, the politicians look the other way. You know, just like our local guys, we talked about the geoengineering down there. How can you go outside right now? I challenge everybody in the area to go outside right now and look up at the sky and tell me that those are just regular clouds.
Well, there might be a few out there, but now that you brought up the flu shot, I believe on December 28th, our guest, his name is Ty Bollinger, and he's wrote a book that's called Step Outside the Box, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. And we're going to be going over and touching on things about your health care, and flu shots is one of them, and what the big business is and how that works in our country these days.
Well, you got to check it out. It's just like everything. You know, you wonder where you're getting headaches. I don't know. Maybe it's the geoengineering. Maybe, you know, the flu shots. I mean, it always seems like there's something going on that, you know, is constantly, you know, being, you know, that's right in front of your face, but is constantly ignored by the news media.
Well, a lot of it, remember, follow the money, big money in pharmaceuticals and stuff. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know what else we got here. We're running up against the clock, but how much time do we have left, Savannah? 1 minute.
Okay. We got 1 minute. Don't forget, get out to the cemetery today. Help lay wreaths at the gravesites. It's always a good thing.
Very good. I guess we'll go into You Were Born an Original, Don't Die a Copy. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master, and we will see you next week.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I am just a simple man working on the land. Oh, it ain't easy. I am just a simple man. My hands, oh.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Another blast of winter is making a beeline to the northeast, where some parts of New England are threatened with up to a foot of snow. Northeast utility spokesman Mike Duran says they're taking special precautions with the possibility of some power outages.
There's not a lot of talk about wind, fortunately, so some gusting, which we certainly will be prepared for. But regardless, across our service area, we're going to have more crews on.
And again, up to 8 inches of snow or more in western parts of New York State and interior Pennsylvania. It's not mentioned often in the Bible, but snow is referred to 21 times in the Old Testament. Yes, it does snow in the Holy Land, as the children are discovering today in Jerusalem. Jerusalem resident Abraham Nima says she's enjoying the unusual weather.
We've been living in Jerusalem for 7 years, and it's the first time we have so much snow. And now it's quit snowing, so we can take some.